for all the hurt that I caused you.
No, 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 no. This is a trick.
No.
Another one of your bloody tricks.
No.
You're just trying to make me say something nice.
Not this time.
It's just to make you look good, even though you behaved like... I wanted you not to be dead.
Yeah, well, be careful what you wish for. If I hadn't come back, you wouldn't be standing there. You'd still have a future. With Mary.
Yeah, I know. Look, I find it difficult. I find it difficult, this sort of stuff.
I know.
You were the best and the wisest man that I have ever known. But yes, of course, I forgive you.
The criminal network Moriarty headed was vast. Its roots were everywhere like a cancer, so we came up with a plan. Mycroft fed Moriarty information about me. Moriarty, in turn, gave us hints, just hints, as to the extent of his web. We let him go, because it was important to let him believe he had the upper hand. And then I sat back and watched Moriarty destroy my reputation, bit by bit. I had to make him believe he'd beaten me, utterly defeated me, and then he'd show his hand. There were 13 likely scenarios once we were up on that roof. Each of them were rigorously worked out and given a code name. It wasn't just my reputation that Moriarty needed to bury. I had to die.
Shut up!
You can have me arrested. You can torture me. You can do anything you like with me. But nothing's going to prevent them from pulling the trigger. Your only three friends in the world will die. Unless
I kill myself and complete your story.
You got to admit, that's sexier.
But the one thing I didn't anticipate was just how far Moriarty was prepared to go. I suppose that was obvious given our first meeting at the swimming pool. His death wish. I knew I didn't have long. I contacted my brother, set the wheels in motion. And then everyone got to work.
Exactly where you are. Don't move.
You're right. Keep your eyes fixed on me. Please, will you do this for me?
It was vital that John stayed just where I'd put him. That way his view was blocked by the ambulance station.
Sherlock!
I did. Speed was paramount. The airbag needed to be got out of the way just as John cleared the station. But we needed him to see a body. That's when Molly came in. Like figures on a weather clock, we went one way, John went the other. Then, our well-timed cyclist put John briefly out of action. giving me time to switch places with the corpse on the pavement. The rest was just window dressing. And one final touch. Squash ball under the armpit. Apply enough pressure, and it momentarily cuts off the pulse.